Welcome to this webcast featuring Forward in Christ Magazine's monthly parenting column, Heart to Heart Parent Conversations. I'm Nicole Balza, staff editor of Heart to Heart and mom of three. Pastor Jim Aderman is a contributing author for Heart to Heart, who wrote an article for the June issue of Forward in Christ titled Advice to a Young Jim Aderman. Welcome, Pastor Aderman.
Thank you.
You're here today to tell us about some of the things that you learned as a dad of three. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your family, your background, so that people know where you're coming from?
Sure, happy to do that. Three daughters, they all have kids. The 10th grandchild will be here at the end of July, looking forward to that. And so, fortunately, eight of them live right within 10 minutes of where we live, so it's great stuff.
Fantastic. Well, you definitely have plenty of experience then. And what are some of the words of wisdom? What's one of the things that you would go back and tell yourself if you were able to talk to yourself when you were a new dad?
That kids spell love, T-I-M-E, time. I knew that, and I told all sorts of people that when I had kids at home. But boy, it was a tough thing for me always to put into practice. A lot of it had to do with, I think particularly men of my generation, where career was so important and you just threw yourself into your career, and sometimes family got the very short end of whatever time was left. But I tell you, the older I get, the more I realize that T-I-M-E, time, for kids really does spell love. I have a email listserv group of other Wells men grandfathers, and we email to each other and encourage one another. And I ask, before I wrote the article, what should I be saying in this article? And what I heard back was, spend time with your family, because that's just so important. You've probably read the statement as well that. When you get older, like me, and you look back in your life, it's not about, you don't regret that I wished I would have spent more time at the office, I wished I would have spent more time making calls or whatever. I wish I would have spent more time with my wife and my kids. So as tough as it might be, I would say to that young Jim Aderman, as much as you think you got this time balance right, spend more time with your kids.
Wonderful. What about another piece of advice? What else kind of has come up as you've now kind of moved on to grandparenting? And what are some other things that you've thought of that you would go back and maybe do a little bit differently or just think is important?
Yeah, you know, I think at the heart of parenting, the heart of being a father is just living out this grace that we find in Jesus. And that grace is going to show itself as first of all, we love our wives. And we love them not because they're always so easy to get along with, not because they always agree with us, but we love them because God has loved us. We love them because He's loved us even though we don't deserve it, we never deserve it. And so that's why we love our wives. And our kids need to know that. Sharon and I, we had this parenting rule that as much as possible, if we've got issues with one another, it doesn't involve the kids. That's between the two of us. We work that out between the two of us. But when Sharon and I would disagree, you know, there were any number of times when the kids, mom and dad, they're not on the same wavelength right now. And so it was really important for both of us to say to the kids, you know, mom and dad, we're just not agreeing about this right now, but we love each other, and that's not going to change because love is not about that we agree with each other. Love is about God's love for us. And as long as Jesus continues to love us, we are going to be there to be committed to one another and to love one another. And the same thing then with our kids, that they know that we're going to love them. I mean, it's wonderful when you get to celebrate their accomplishments and their victories, but especially in those times in life when they've let themselves down, they've hurt mom or dad, to know that we still love you. And again, as long as God keeps loving us, we are going to love you, and nothing's going to change that. That's secure, because it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with our God.
Right. So important. Do you have anything else that you want to include? Anything else that you think is important for some new parents, or maybe even some veteran parents to kind of consider as they're doing their parenting?
Well, actually, it goes along with what we were just talking about, and that is if as a father we are going to be able to love our wife and our kids with this unconditional commitment, we need to be filling ourselves with God's unconditional commitment. We need to be into God's Word on a daily basis. There was a time early on, before computers were as big a part of our lives as they are now, when in the morning while my kids were eating breakfast, I would be in the living room, shut the door, and I'd sit there in my devotion chair, and that's where I would have my time in God's Word. That's my prayer time. Kept my prayers in a spiral-bound notebook, and I'd make some notes. And my kids, as they were eating breakfast, they knew that's where Dad is. That's what he's doing. He's listening to his father speak to him. He is praying for us. He's praying about the other concerns in his life. How wonderful it was on those occasions when, you know, the girls would kind of make their way into the room there. And so, what are you doing, Dad? Well, I'm spending some time in God's Word. I'm praying for you. So it's that battery recharge day after day as we're into God's Word, so that we can appreciate His love for us, and we can demonstrate that love to those important people in our lives.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. I know you originally wrote the article really kind of focusing on new dads, but it certainly is advice that I know moms for sure can also take to heart, and even those of us with kids that are a little bit older, there's still things that are so important for us to consider. So thank you so much for sharing with us.
You're welcome.
If you'd like to read more articles on this topic or other Christian parenting topics, visit Heart to Heart's website at forwardinchrist.net. While there, you can chime in with your thoughts or questions. You can learn more about Heart to Heart's authors, view other webcasts or podcasts on parenting topics, or subscribe to Forward in Christ magazine. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless your parenting journey.